You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Schools have begun opening today, and so far there's been a lot of talk about the requirements of doing so under the red light setting of the traffic light system. Schools must have proper ventilation, as well as make it mandatory for all students year four and up to wear masks in class. Furthermore, the delay in allowing vaccinations for children aged 5 to 11 has meant there has been some uneasiness amongst parents about sending unvaccinated children back to school. We spoke to a range of educators about their concerns, as well as excitement for opening schools back up during the Omicron outbreak. Stephen Lethbridge, who is the principal at Point Sheffler Primary School, as well as the president for the Auckland Primary Principal Association, we spoke to him about the opening of his school and how the children are coping with these changes. First, I spoke to Stephen about how schools are opening during the traffic light setting. How are primary schools operating under the red light traffic system?
Okay, so what we're doing is we're following all of the guidelines and procedures that have been put in place by the Ministry of Health and then the Ministry of Education. So we're operating at red, and that means that there are face coverings that are required for all of our teachers who are teaching children year four and up. And many schools, though, are making sure that their teachers from year zero are masked up as well. So we've got a lot of things that we've put in place to make sure that we can all get back together and learn right from the start of the year.
And there's a bit of a difference between what both some primary schools and students and their parents can afford or are able to accommodate these new requirements put in place for schooling, such as purchasing masks or having proper ventilation for schools. Has it been left up to each individual school, or has it been kind of a collaborative effort?
Yeah, look, we have all of our schools are self-managing schools, but as an organisation, the Auckland Primary Principals Association makes sure that we disseminate a whole lot of information to as many schools in our region as possible. The Ministry of Education are also really good at making sure that everyone has access to what they need in order to open. With mask use, teachers and staff are required to have medical grade masks, and the ministry have just secured a whole lot of medical grade masks that will be coming out to schools. Children are not do not have that requirement, so they will come to school with their own masks. What most schools will do is that they will, if the child comes through the gate and they're not wearing a mask and they are one of the year fours and up that need to be, the schools will usually hand out a mask for them to use that day.
And in your experience, even with these new regulations, and education is so important for any country, did principals of schools, especially primary schools, were they more or less eager to return to in-person teaching?
Look, I think that as school leaders, we follow the guidance that comes down from the Ministry of Education, and the Ministry of Education follow the public health advice that's put in place. So we are all ready to see kids back at school. You know, we always look forward at the end of a school holiday to those bright smiling faces that come through the gate. Now we're going to see bright smiling eyes behind the masks of those kids coming through the gate. So, you know, we're still looking forward to having our kids back. There will be parents, there will be children, and there will be teachers who will be a bit anxious about coming back to school with Omicron out in the community. And so as schools and as an organisation, we're doing everything we can to put policies and processes in place to give that reassurance that coming back is okay.
Following on from those reassurances, schools have really only just started to come back today or a couple last week. And even though it hasn't been a long time, have we seen the benefits of putting these regulations in place to keep kids safe so far?
So I think it's too early to say yet. I think we're all aware that we have to be prepared for cases that occur in our school. We reflect our communities, and if there are cases out in the community, there will probably be cases in schools. So it's just a matter of making sure that we've got got good processes in place and we know what to do when that happens.
And are there any concerns from principals like yourself or teachers or maybe even parents that students as young as year fours might struggle to focus when they have a mask on their face? It might cause a distraction or make learning a little bit more difficult for them during class time?
Look, in the Auckland region, we had masking right from when we came back to school at the end of last year for that 3 or 4 week period. And I can speak for our place, and our children really didn't have any issues with masking up and learning whilst masked up. we made sure that we had built in, you know, break times outside so that they could have a break from their mask. It's also important for teachers to have a break from masks as well. So, you know, every hour and a bit, they were outside for a little bit of a walk, wandering around without having a mask break, and then they'd be back into their learning.
How important is it for these kids, especially the young ones, to be in person and have this chance to socialise with other kids their age as well as learn with them?
Yeah, it's incredibly important. You know, we need to think about the well-being of those kids and the traditions and the rites of passage that happen when you start school. You know, for a number of our five-year-olds, they've had very different starts to school. Some have started during lockdown, some have started at the end of a lockdown period. So it's really important that that kids get to come back to school so that they can experience all of what school has to offer.
And going forward, the Omicron outbreak has made the future a little bit dicey. We don't really know what's happening and how long this will last. Have your school and other primary schools kind of put in place measurements to ensure that if something does happen, you'll be okay to smoothly continue learning, whether it be online or in a different way in person?
Yeah, look, I think schools across the country are really prepared for moving between face-to-face and remote learning. I think we coined the term hybrid learning, being able to just pivot at the drop of a hat. And for many schools, that looks like, especially for our younger children, it looks like pre-recorded videos from their teachers online so that they can engage when they're at home. It looks like some one-to-one or one-to-a-group of kids via video conferencing. But the challenge that we face is that can really only happen when we've got large amounts of students at home. Our teachers are going to be at face-to-face at school, and the face-to-face and remote learning options is a bit of a challenge for teachers. So schools are busily putting self-starting learning packs together, making sure that their flexible learning portals have content in them so that if children have to isolate at the drop of a hat or if they're at home, because their parents choose to have them at home, they may have some learning to go on with.
Obviously, especially in Auckland during the large lockdown, a lot of students weren't in classes anymore, especially primary kids, and teaching for them, however it may be online, it might have been less than what they usually plan to do during a school year. Is there a concern that some of the kids coming back aren't at the learning level for their age as they should have been?
Look, I think there are, 300 million children around the world that have been in the same boat. Everyone's been through a global pandemic. And as we know in education, learning isn't a race. It's not the first to get across the line. So what happens is our teachers are really good at seeing what gaps children have when they come back to school. And their next steps are always about making sure they're taking children from where they are to where they need to be next. Our kids are pretty resilient. And they've done a lot of learning in remote learning. I heard a child in a parent conference today say that him and his friends have constructed a website and they're busily looking at this, and this. So there's a lot of learning that's gone on, and we just need to make sure that when we get back to school, we're reconnecting with our kids, we're assessing what they need to do next, and then making plans to move forward.
That was Stephen Lethbridge from the Auckland Primary Principal Association speaking about primary schools opening under the red light traffic system.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.